We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and switching gears here, we're going to talk Manhattan Christian College as President Kevin Ingram joins us here in studio. Welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you this morning, and I just wanted to say, listening on the way to work this morning, Dave, I was a little disappointed he didn't get all the farmer jokes. I mean, the one about the two mailboxes, I mean, it just went right past him, so...
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have to hold these youngins' hands.
No kidding. I mean, I have one for you. I don't know if you told me.
I don't know that I have. You need to tell me.
Do you know why farmers don't wear tennis shoes?
No.
Seed companies don't give them away.
Oh.
So I wonder if Brandon would get that one. I just thought of that one immediately this morning on the way to work. So.
Brandon, do you get that one?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
gets that one. Good deal.
Yeah, okay,
now we
good.
Can move on. I just thought.
Now, Cloverdale, I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, we're more city slickers, I suppose.
Well, I grew up in the city, but did ministry out in western Kansas for 13 years and really enjoyed my time out there. And every farmer joke I know, I learned from a farmer. So I'll at least give that caveat.
All right. Well, it's good to see you again here. I know we're in talking with Eric Reed here that it's a busy time of year for schools because you're kind of transitioning here in this month of November.
Yeah, we are. It's a busy time of year, and it's when some of our special events happen, and so, you know, that makes it busy for us. I know last week we had a big recruiting event on campus. We had our board meeting, which we have quarterly. I mean, it was just several things like that that it just seemed nonstop, but it was a really good week and a successful week, and so we're grateful for that. And I think it helps us. Everybody pushes hard because they know next week the students have the week off, and we have a couple of days off as well as the employees at the school, so we're all looking forward to that break. I think three or four people have already said that to me this morning on campus, so we're looking forward to the break.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit. Do you want to talk athletics first, or where do you want to go?
Sure, let's go with athletics. That sounds great.
All right, so I understand you've got some teams are going to some national events.
Right. Yeah, we're excited because last year we had both our men's soccer team and our women's volleyball team qualify for nationals. And due to COVID and some exposure, I don't think any of them were positive, but due to exposures, they had to quarantine, and thus they had qualified to go but could not go. And this year, both teams qualified once again, and thankfully they were able to go. And they're both in Orlando, Florida right now. Men's soccer traveled down on Monday because their first game is today at 3 o'clock. They are the fourth seed at nationals and earned the fourth seed nationally, and I was really proud of their accomplishments this year. And not only did they play and have a great record and be able to make nationals, several of those players were also honored for what they accomplished this year. Like Caden Miller was our conference MVP, and then we had first-team all-conference and first-team all-region players Ethan Hill and Matthew Young. Angel Vasquez and Cody Couch made first-team all-conference, and then Jonathan Moon and Michael Self were also honored with second-team. And a part of that year was Rick Wright. Rick is in his last year coaching at the school. He's coached for many, many years. And this year, he had really a double honor. I've mentioned both of them on the air, but just want to, at the end of their season, recognize those again, that Rick got his 400th win this year as a soccer coach at Manhattan Christian College. I know he has taken our team to nationals over 20 times in the years that he has coached, and that's really a significant achievement. And he was also then inducted into the NCCAA Hall of Fame. And that occurred last June. And so Rick is in Florida and won't hear this morning, but do want to give him a shout-out. And for those of you in the community who know Rick, he's been a part of the Manhattan community since 1989, and we're thrilled he's been at MCC and the accomplishments he's had in that area. And we hope our men have a great start today, going in as number four seed, and really hope they have a great game in this first one of the tournament.
It takes a lot of dedication to do something that long since 1989.
You know, it takes a tremendous amount of dedication. And when you think the fall sports, when they start in August, they start practice when it's in the hundreds, and they end practice when it can be in the 40s and 30s. And so it's a big transition from a weather-wise, sitting out there every afternoon working with the young men, pouring into them in so many different ways, and then to take the trips and the late nights coming home from games. And our region has kind of expanded, and they're realigning it this year, and I don't know fully how it's going to play out, but they travel as far as up to Iowa and Illinois, and then all the way back down to parts of Texas. And so it's a pretty big expanse. And when we don't have a budget for flights, so they drive it all. They have a lot of extra time and on the highway, and that's not just during the week, but it's also on the weekend. So we appreciate all of our coaches, and especially someone like Rick, who's done it for so long.
Yeah, well, and I'm cool driving. I think that's more fun. You get more fellowship time.
Yeah, you get more fellowship time. But after, you know, kids play soccer games and in the heat and on the light, the drive home at night, many of them are asleep and you can be up in front seat by yourself. I can remember on a school trip one time we went to a commissionary convention. And on the way home, there was a wreck on I-70, and one of the young ladies in, like, the first bench fell asleep right before we hit the wreck. And a mile later, we hit the wreck. We sat on I-70 west of St. Louis for 2.5 hours, and she woke up, and we had only moved a half mile.
Oh, no.
And she's like, are we almost to Kansas City? No, ma'am, we're a half mile further than when you fell asleep. So days like that, driving college students can be long days, but they're great days.
Yeah. Oh, how frustrating. Sometimes I go to sleep purposely to make the trip go faster.
Right,
so.
Right.
Well, that's a neat honor, and kudos to those athletes here, and nice to get that recognition. Now, if people want to follow the games, do you have a link for that somewhere?
Well, it is on the NCCAA. They can go to that national website and click on championships, and then each game has a link that you can watch on it. I do believe there's a fee for that. I think we're going to be live streaming them on our campus in our campus center. And so I'll probably go over this afternoon and check out the game for a little bit and see how it goes. But they can go to the NCCAA.com, I think it's .com, and click on the link there under the championships, and they can follow those games.
All right. Very good. Well, what else do you have going on at the college right now?
Well, women's volleyball, I'm going to give them a shout-out. They had a fantastic year. They went into the Nationals as a number 2 seed, and so they are the top seed in their pool that they play, and they start playing tomorrow, so they didn't fly down until Tuesday. They try to go the 2 days early, not only for practice, but each of these national championships also have a service project where they donate clothes, they'll go to a school, they just do a variety of things and minister to the students in the area, and it's really pretty cool to see. But they start playing tomorrow, and Brenner McNellis from Western Kansas was both our conference and regional most valuable player and really had a fantastic year. And first team all conference and region were Grace Schertz and Elise Corbett and Ronnie Harris, and second team were Danny Sinclair and Grace Walker. So a lot of great accolades there for those young ladies who have played hard, and we hope as they begin their match tomorrow that they continue the great year that they've had. And I definitely have to give a shout-out to our coach, Lauren Sanders. She's coached for us for a number of years, and she was also our regional coach of the year. And so we're very pleased and thrilled with the girls' production. And I'll also point out that we had two cross-country runners, Drew Will and Darby Cook, who were scholar athletes with NCCAA. And I'm sure we have some on men's soccer and women's volleyball, but they don't award those until the championship. So we don't know which of those students have received it. So we'll have some more with that. And then also a local student, Ian Uphoff, ran cross-country, and he did qualify for nationals. The way we do that, they run in some of the meets with the NAIA schools here, and once they reach a certain time, then that would qualify them for the NCCAA National Cross Country Meet. But Ian also plays basketball, so he was unable to go due to some basketball games. And so we're just thrilled with these athletes. They're great young people. They really are making a difference in this world and excited about their future, and they're doing it well on the court. So just want to give shout-outs to all of those teams and those athletes and what they did this fall.
Yeah, and these are athletes probably from all around the region here, I imagine.
Yeah, all around the region. I was looking at trying to figure out some of the names and where they're from. We have Western Kansas, got Wichita. We have some Nebraska kids that are on this. We have some Texas kids that are on that. So just like K-State, we draw from the whole Midwest, and really proud of these young people.
All right, very good. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back more with Kevin Ingram in a moment here from Manhattan Christian on In Focus.